This is the English text of the official bulletin delivered by the Vatican spokesperson early on Sunday morning. It reads, The Holy Father died at 9:37 this evening in his private apartment. At 8 p.m., the celebration of Mass for Divine Mercy Sunday began in the Holy Father's room, presided by Archbishop Stanislaw Zivic and with the participation of Cardinal Marian Jaworski. During the course of the Mass, the Viaticum was administered to the Holy Father, and once again the sacrament of the anointing of the sick. The Holy Father's final hours were marked by the uninterrupted prayer of all those who were assisting him in his pious death, and by the choral participation in prayer of the thousands of faithful who for many hours had been gathered in St. Peter's Square. Present at the moment of the death of Pope John Paul II were his two personal secretaries, Cardinal Jaworski, Archbishop Ryoko, Father Tadeusz Stichen, the three nuns, handmaidens of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, who assist in the Holy Father's apartment, guided by their superior, as well as the Pope's personal physician, with the two doctors and two nurses on call. Immediately afterwards, the Cardinal Secretary of State arrived, as did the Camerlengo of the Holy Roman Church and the Substitute Secretary of State. Thereafter, the Dean of the College of Cardinals, Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger, and Cardinal Joseph Tomko arrived. The body of Pope John Paul II is expected to be brought to the Vatican Basilica no later than Monday afternoon, where the Holy Father will be laid out in state for the veneration of the faithful. The first general congregation of cardinals will be held at 10 a.m. on Monday, April 4th, in the Bologna Hall of the Apostolic Palace in the Vatican, and this congregation of cardinals will decide the date of the Holy Father's funeral.